Funeral services and visitation will be held in the coming days for two of the six victims killed in last month's horrific crash on McKay Road in Southend Barrie. City police continue to investigate the fatal crash which killed Haley Marin, Curtis King, Luke West, Jersey Mitchell, River Wells, and Jason Ono O'Connor, all of whom were in their early 20s. They had been reported missing in the hours before the crash scene was discovered on McKay Road around 2 a.m. on Sunday, August 28. According to a family member of one of the victims, the car plummeted into a large hole, referred to by the city as a tunnel access shaft, and related to the residential development happening in the area, and then caught fire. Investigators have determined the collision occurred on McKay Road, between County Road 27 and Veterans Drive, shortly after 6 a.m. On Saturday, August 27, police say they believe the group was traveling to the nearby Gateway Casino's Innisfil, Georgian Downs, not far from the crash site and just outside the city limits. An obituary for West, 22, says he was the son of David and Susan, née Davis, West and younger brother to Mark. West was well known in the local sports community and excelled at lacrosse. This past summer, he was the defensive coach for Barrie's minor midget, U17, team. Big Papa, John West, will guide his journey and make sure Luke is playing heavenly lacrosse with some of the best to have ever played the game, says his obituary. Known as Westy to those close to him, he was a passionate lacrosse player and coach. West joined Barrie Lacrosse at the age of 3, often complaining to his dad that they really weren't playing lacrosse, just hokey pokey with sticks, says his obituary. West won 5 provincial lacrosse championships, becoming a 2-time Ontario Minor Field Lacrosse League provincial champion. In 2015, he was the captain of the first Barrie Midget, U17, lacrosse team to advance to the Ontario Lacrosse Association's prestigious A qualifiers. He first played for the Barrie Bombers Junior C team as a minor midget at age 14 and was elated that he finally was able to play on the same team with his big brother, Mark, says his obituary. But West's interests went well beyond lacrosse. He had an emerging green thumb and was always ready to pitch in and help his mom with the garden, usually so he could claim prime sun location in the garden for his own plants, says his obituary. Luke was an old soul wrapped in a young body. He was driven, tough when he needed to be, compassionate, kind and caring and always had your back. He will always be remembered for his incredible smile that would light up the room. Visitation for West will take place at the Adams Funeral Home, located in Barrie at 445 Street Vincent Street, on Saturday, Sept. 10 from 1 to 5 p.m. and Sunday, Sept. 11 from 1 to 5 p.m. The funeral service will be held Monday, Sept. 12 beginning at 11 a.m. in the chapel, with a reception to follow from noon until 2:30 p.m. An obituary for Mitchell, 21, says she was the daughter of Aaron, Jackson, and Mark Mitchell, as well as older sister to Hunter and Benson. Jersey was a beautiful person, inside and out. She was full of life, and she made the most of her short time with us, says her obituary. She loved her family and was especially protective of her younger brothers. She loved her friends, too, and always wanted to cheer them up and make them feel better if they were down for whatever reason. Jersey was kind and thoughtful and, although she had not settled on a career path, she knew she wanted to do something that helped people. Her obituary also says she possessed a rare combination of princess and tomboy. She loved the outdoors, but she always had to have her nails and makeup just right before going hunting or fishing. She was glamorous, but completely unpretentious. And she was caring but feisty, and blunt when she needed to be. If she loved you, you knew it. But if you hurt her or someone she cared about, you knew about that, too. Visitation for Mitchell will take place at Steckley Gooderham Funeral Home, located in downtown Barrie at 30 Worsley Street, on Saturday, Sept. 10 from 2 to 4 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m., with a celebration of life to be held in the chapel on Sunday, Sept. 11 beginning at 2 p.m., followed by a reception in the lounge. A celebration of life for Marin, 21, is scheduled for Friday, September 16 from 3 to 6 p.m. at Traditions Banquet Hall, located in Barrie at 142 John Street. Marin was the daughter of Kimberly Moore and Eric Marin, sister to Aiden and Cody Marin. Haley was quiet and unassuming, says her obituary, pursuing school for community and youth justice while working in the care sector. A bright light for those passing through troubled waters. a confidant to many, a blooming advocate for mental health and addictions. Haley's infectious smile, sassy spark and caring demeanor captured the hearts of all those who knew her. A firstborn, who bonded love between each other for eternity. GoFundMe accounts have also been set up for the crash victims. A fundraiser for Mitchell's memorial has raised over $12,000 from more than 100 donors toward its $16,000 goal, as of late Friday afternoon. A group fundraiser for the families of all six victims, called the Barry Community Support Fund and organized by Ripple of Kindness Barry, has raised almost $85,000, far surpassing its goal of $60,000. As of Friday afternoon, there were 925 donations. The money will help the affected families cover funeral costs.